Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, good morning. It's Monday morning. So much stuff happens over the weekend. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, our episode this morning. Have a few announcements to make, as always, before we get into our show. Just remember to get a hold of our master psychic, Jethro Smith, at www.jethrosmith.net. He is at 928-284-0437. You can either book a reading or get an autographed book from him. He and his co-author recently took a little book signing tour out to the West and Midwest, and They had a pretty good time with that, and he's still offering those. You can also pick up that book, Living in the Psychic Realm. It is available at Hastings, at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, and if they do not have it in stock, the store is now able to order them for you. All righty. We also have Amy Cavanaugh with us. She is our Florida Mermaid, and she is, well, I don't know, Amy has trouble with her phones all the time, so I guess the best place to still get a hold of her is on Facebook at Awakening Claire, and it's C-L-A-I-R-E, and she talks about awakening our clairvoyant senses, which is why she called that Awakening Claire. She is taking her Reiki training, and she's our Florida Mermaid. She also works with widows groups, with hospice people, kind of using this tool as a way to help people through their grief processes with different losses and things to cope with in life. And we're doing some shakeups. Like I say, the weekends have always brought really interesting things for this show, and there are going to be changes up and coming. We're still in the process of working on that. Psychic Jethro is going to be taking some of the shows over to, I believe it's, if I wrote this down right, A1 Radio Mix Talk, and he's also doing some things over on the Psychic Network. So we are still going to maintain our shows here. We're just kind of looking at revamping our times, and I believe a lot of them are going to go to the morning shows, and we're going to do a little more talk, a little less reading time type of stuff, but we're still going to be here and be available for people. Of course, I am Casey with Casey Birth Parts, and you can get a hold of me at 719-289-4907. Some of the other people we'll see tomorrow, we have Pamela Cummins on with us. She took a little bit of a break last week, and she had some things to take care of, but she is going to be back with us tomorrow morning. Or actually, I guess it's noonish. It's a noonish time, my time. It's actually 2 o'clock her time because she's back in the East Coast. But she is at Pamela Cummins. It's P-A-M-E-L-A. Cummins is C-U-M-M-I-N-S. And you can find her on Facebook if you check that out. She's also at Rev Pamela C. She just recently got involved with the site called Pinterest. It's like she has a real thing with her cats. She's got some really cool kitty pictures. She's on Twitter at Rev Pamela. She has both of her websites up and going now. She's got the www.successfulrel.com. It's S-U-C-C-E-S-S-F-U-L-R-E-L.com. And she also has her www.pamelacummins.com. Both are up and running. And you can get a hold of her at 973-229-9704. She always has a deal for first-time customers that she will give you $10 off of a 30-minute reading with her. I know she's starting classes and doing some different things. I know you can call her to get a consultation to see where you might fit in with the type of classes that she is offering. I'm not sure, you know, what her prerequisites and that kind of stuff are, but she's got some very interesting things going on over there. And, okay, and what we are doing is a little bit of talk this morning, but I've also got a couple callers for here in queue, and I will start out and just do a couple of readings with people here, and then I will get into giving some more of the history with birth cards. It's like people have often asked, well, you know, well, how is this different than, you know, like the tarot cards and this and that? It's like, well, for starters, this, what I use is the deck of 52 cards, are just our, quote, normal playing cards. But they're really, when you take a look under the surface, they're not as normal or as ordinary as people would like to think. It's like they were created a long time ago by a very, I'll say, mathematical people who dealt in probabilities with doing different things. And it's just very phenomenal. It was a deck of cards that was actually created for our planet, for our times, for our people, and so on and so forth. And just gives some really, really amazing things. So, okay, we will get into here. We've got our first caller, and it's like, okay, and the other thing I will say is if blogs you off, it's like, come on back on, because we have been having that issue go on. If you get kicked off or dropped, I promise it was not mine, because I don't kick people off in any way, shape, or form. But we have had episodes where, you know, people call in and they drop. If you just call back in, you know, it'll work, I guess, the second time, sometimes the third time's a charm. Sometimes when we do our chat rooms, I've been kicked out of our own chat room, and I was a host. So it's like I can't explain that one. I know that sometimes BlogTac has circuitry overload, and they go with that. So that's what we tell people. Anyway, for this morning, okay, area code 315. Good morning. How are you doing?
How are you? Good. How are
Pretty
you today?
Good.
Thank you for taking my
Starting.
Call.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if you could give me what you could tell me on my relationship with Fred and what will happen between now and the end of the year.
Okay, the way I work and the way what I do with things is what I will need if I'm comparing people is I would need your day of birth and his day of birth. Do you have both of those?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, mine's 12/13, and his is 3/27.
And 3/27. Okay, and I know it's like, can you give me the last few digits of the years there? I got the 12/13. It's like, can we get a digit on the last?
Mine's 59, and his is 57.
57. Okay, good deal. I was born in 59, too. It was a very good year. All righty. Well, let's see here. You are... All right, in addition to being that Sagittarian, wow, okay, you're a Five of Clubs person, and your planetary ruler is Seven of Diamonds. That'll just be Seven of Diamonds. That's one of our semi-fixed cards. They really enjoy a special place in the deck here, and he is at 327, and he's a Nine of Clubs. Okay, so we've got the Five and the Nine working together, and his planetary ruler... is, let's see, nope, that was 327. Yeah, got that right. Ah, King of Hearts. Okay. Really amazing there. Okay. Let me take a real quick look, and we'll just do a little bit of comparison here. I'm not sure that I can, you know, tell you for sure, because what I will say with any of the things that we do here is, like in anything, it's always a free will choice. It's like, you know, we can give you what, you know, possibilities are at this moment in time, but, you know, you can always take, you know, what you hear here and, you know, kind of go, okay, I didn't like that eventuality, so I want to do something a little different, you know, so outcomes can change. So all we're going to really look at today is kind of, you know, where you're at right now, what the possibilities are, and of course, yeah, we are getting to the end of the year. I keep forgetting this is September. For some reason, I'm stuck back in March or April or someplace back there. I'm thinking, it's like, oh, summer to go through. It's like, no, the summer is. Oh, my goodness. It's rather long and here than I thought we were. It's like, it is September. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what we're looking at here is that comparison with our Five of Clubs to the Nine of Clubs. Okay, your first... And this is looking at it, and we look at relationships in two different ways. We kind of look at how you see him, and then we'll turn around and look at how he sees you. Your first connection with him is a Neptune relationship or a Neptune connection. Those can be very, very the rose-colored glasses. You know, it's like very much you guys really trusting each other. At the same time, it can also be one of those, Neptune is the planet of illusion. And it's like sometimes you get caught up with maybe you see the best and maybe that's not really real, okay? It's like it can be what you hope it is going to be. You know, under the best situations, you know, they do come out and it's like, you know, your best hopes and dreams come true. Under what I call the flip side of the coin, because there's always a high side and a low side. On the flip side of the coin, it can turn out to be an illusion, okay? So the connection there is Neptune. Your second one is in Jupiter, and that's in the spiritual. Jupiter connections are usually about how you guys work together when you get together. It's not necessarily what we call a personal influence. It is more when you guys are working together, you have Jupiter is a very beneficial planet. It's the planet of your blessing. So that one kind of comes in the sense of when you guys are working together, your life together is kind of blessed together, okay? But it's not really, you know, how he brushes his teeth or what in these pieces of toothpaste, okay? It's more of a big, you know, it's an outer planet, and it's let's see, I'm trying to think of the wording here. It's more of an overview. It's like, it's, you know, you guys will just, good things happen to both of you when you stay in a positive focus and you work together. And the fact that it's in the spiritual spread also means that this is something that you guys brought forward from a previous lifetime, a previous time together where there were things that you didn't finish together. So it's like you've got blessings kind of coming in from the past. Your third connection, the way you, you know, from the way you're saying here, is a Pluto connection. And those, Pluto connections are kind of like the Mars connections, where Mars is, you know, a lot of passion, a lot of energy, a lot of things like that. Pluto is cut that to an octave race. It brings a whole lot more of it, and it's like you can really get to the point where it's intense, okay? It can be a lot of intensity with things, but again, it can be specific or it can be a general thing. But there's it's something really that you guys have to learn with each other, to learn from each other. Your fourth connection, as you're seeing it, is Uranus in the spiritual. This talks about, again, a past connection there where you guys had together in the sense of you might have been like maybe, you know, monks together in the same order. It's like you have this philosophy. You have something that you shared. It comes forward. And this time, Uranus is, of course, the ruler of Aquarius, and it's about friendships. It's about unconditional things. It's about the large overview. So you guys, first and foremost, you guys want to be really good friends with each other. You guys, if you're into the political scene or something, you know, you might find you guys out together carrying picket signs across some kind of line or something, you know. It's like, but it's things that you do together as a whole, as a global thing. So it's like, you know, you share some very philosophical, spiritual values together. Your fifth connection is a good one. It's Venus. There's your love connection planet. And that was also in the spiritual. So this is a Venus brought forward. So it's something that a loving relationship, you know, brought forward from the past that you guys did not have the opportunity to totally fulfill. And the way you're seeing things is your attraction to this person is sitting at a 4, which actually is pretty high because the way they rate these scales, you have everything from a positive 10 to a negative 10. So anything that's above 0, 0 is like the balance point on the scale. Anything above that, that's very decent. It's very good. It's like my husband and I, it's like before he passed, it's like we only had an attraction level of a 2, and that was plenty. We were very highly attracted to each other, so I'm going 4. That's really good. Your intensity level is one of those where it kind of indicates how much argumentation or how much conflict there's going to be in the relationship. You only have a 1, so it's like, you know, you guys get along really well together. There's probably not a lot of conflict over things, you know, like every now and then I'll say, you know, the occasional things come up, you know, where you guys have to kind of talk about it type of thing. But generically, it makes for a very harmonious relationship. Compatibility-wise, you're a 3, which is, again, anything, you know, anything basically over the zeros is really good. Anything, you know, like that, it's like it can be very long-term. But again, all of this is just, you know, couched with the idea that, you know, you've got good cards, you've got good connections together from your, you know, perspective, and if you guys want to take this and make a lifelong gig out of it, you absolutely can because, you know, you've got some really good connections there. Flipping it around and kind of looking at it from his side, and I always like to do both of those because it does give a little bit of a different look. Okay, now his very first one. Okay, yep, you have a Neptune together. His connection is first one. The way he sees you is that Neptune. Okay, and then that second connection is the Jupiter and the spiritual, which is really good. You've got to share those together. The third one for him is Mars and the mutual. So you have this Martian energy, the Mars energy, which is can be like the fight or flight, what, you know, soldiers have type of thing. But it can be a very much passion. It can be also maybe some competitiveness. You know, it's like this is one of those times where you work at making sure things stay positive. It's like, you know, instead of getting into arguments with each other, take that energy out, take it for a walk. You know, you go do something physical. It's like, you know, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, go, you know, work out together, go swim, go do something with it so that energy stays positive. And try not to compete too much when you do it. the four from his direction, the fourth connection is that Uranus connection in the forward. And again, it's that condition, but it's not, it doesn't show that one from his side as being from the spiritual connection. It's that it just shows a Uranus in this one. And again, it's that unconditional love, though. It's that brotherly, you know, fellowship. I'd say, I keep going, fellowship of the rings. It's like, no. But it's, you know, just kind of that moment where, you know, you guys have very much, you know, friendship for each other. You like each other. You love each other, but you also like each other, okay? And the way he sees it from the last one is a Saturn connection in the spiritual. Saturn is about lessons that we learn from people. So in some way, shape, or form, he's drawing you in as kind of like a teacher, or it's like, you know, he has something to learn from you. Some of the Saturn connections, they talk about being, can be lifetime gigs, because sometimes it takes us a lifetime to learn whatever it is, a lesson we're going to learn from that person. And in the case where it's Saturn in the spiritual, this again is something that has come forward. So, you know, some really good possibilities there. Attraction, again, as he sees it, is a three. And he's got a little more intensity. He's got a little more intenseness with this. It's two with him. So he maybe feels like, you know, I'll say more conflicted, or maybe he's a little more argumentative. Compatibility is a two, though, you know, overall compatibility. So, you know, it's really good. I mean, basically, you guys have, you know, cards and stuff in place, and, you know, anytime you're in a relationship with someone, it's because you've attracted that individual and, you know, each other, and it's like somehow or other, you know, you're showing kind of like the mirror image to each other. You're reflecting different aspects to each other, and it's always to help. You know, in any relationship you have, it's always a learning experience. And there's always a joke that says, you know, experience is what you get when you didn't get what you wanted. So you always learn from someone. And in terms of, let's see, that was the other card I was going to look at. In terms of this year, and I think what I'll do is just take a look at, so again, I'll take it from your perspective, and, okay, you're on that 52nd year. So let me look at that one. Okay, and that five of clubs. Okay. And what's really interesting is, like, I'm just going to share this one with you, is I find the Five of Clubs a very interesting card. My dad was a Five of Clubs, except he was a Virgo Five of Clubs, rather than being the Sagittarian. Okay, and you're going to be at 53 this year, so we're looking at the one previous. This is your 52nd year. Your long range for this year, Ten of Spades. Ten of Spades is about groups. Spades is the old people of the deck, and it's always... it can be things with your health. A lot of times when spades show up for us, it can be things with either work or health. And where it's your long-range card for you, okay, it's actually one of the best cards for success and satisfaction, right, work and health this year. But you can bet, you know, you're going to have to work for it. I always talk about spades as, think of being out in the garden without the rototiller. Somebody handed you a hand spade. It's that kind of work. You are going to work for it. But with that powerful card present, advice, you kind of make a list of what you want to accomplish this year and get going with it. And, you know, where you still have, like, 3 months out from this, it's like 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, you've still got, you know, a pretty good at least 2.5 months. You know, you've got some of your years still left to do some good things with this. You're going to be successful. At times you feel like, you know, all you have done is just like work this year, but for the most part, rewards are more than worth the effort, and success related to groups is highlighted. Your keywords for this year was a year of hard work and major accomplishment. Success with groups is assured. Make a wish list and be willing to work, you know, for that and towards that. In hearts, wow, oh, this is cool. Okay. At the beginning of your year, which was like in December, first 52 days last year, you had a 9 and a 4 in the Mercury, and those are both in heart. So it's like something came to a completion. Something was completing in emotional ties and emotional things. And it's really interesting because the 4 of hearts is one of the marriage cards. But it's like it was in Mercury, so whatever those influences were was kind of quick and fleeting. You had you went to your Mars time period. You had another heart there. You had a Jack. You know, more emotional issues, more things to be with. Then you went to your Jupiter time period for this year, and you had a 10 of hearts. You also had a 10 of spades. So it's like, again, it's like the two 10s are, you know, really a blessing, and it's like something with your 10s. And then you went into Saturn. You've got a Six of Hearts and a Queen of Hearts in your Saturn time period. Six of Hearts talks about, and with it being Saturn, there's always karmic overtones with that. Sixes, if you get into a relationship during that time frame, is always very karmic. There's something really karmic and kind of a destined nature with that. And then the fact that you've got the marriage card, you know, paired with that, it's like you're really looking at having this karmic, you know, karmic marriage relationship. So I'm not sure what time of year, you know, you met this, the current one that you're with or in or whatever, but it's like there's, you know, showing some things where, you know, this could definitely be someone you're contemplating being married to, you know, if you want to work at a karmic relationship. And there's different kinds of relationships. I mean, there's, you know, what people call the, you know, the soulmate relationship, the twin flame, the this, that. But, you know, karmic relationships are also ones that you've come here to complete and finish up that did not complete for whatever reason in some previous lifetime. So it's like it's, you know, it's not always a bad thing. You know, karmic stuff can be really, you know, you've got, can be, you know, like the cosmic reward type of thing in addition to a cosmic lesson. You've got the Uranus time period. Is these are all 52 days. I'm going to have to take a look and see. I'm thinking you're not in Neptune time right now. That's the Six of Spades in karma. Where you're at with Uranus is you've got an Ace of Spades and a Two of Spades. Ace of Spades is transformation. Sometimes people actually have physical deaths, you know, obviously not necessarily happened to them, but it's like they've been, there's been time frames where people have actually either lost pets or lost friends or, you know, people have actually died in their families, you know, kind of things. But, I don't know, some transition, some things happening for you there. I'm just going to say it's, you know, I'm going to say it's a very good, you know, possibility. It's like there's always that possibility that this will be something that continues on. And I was actually look where your time frames came out here through the months, because what it is like with the planetary rulers in this system, it starts with your, I mean, you have a specific year. It's like, you know, when we talk about, you know, the year, it's like it's your birthday from, you know, year to year. It's like it's not, you're not tied to a calendar year. Well, you are tied to a calendar, but you're tied to your calendar year, I'll put it that way. So where you're at with the 13, okay, you are currently in Mercury, went from your birthday to February, then we went Venus was in February 4th to March, May the 28th, and then you started Mars, was March 28th to May 19th. Then your Jupiter time frame was that May 19th to July 10th. Saturn started, okay, you just finished up with Saturn. Saturn went from July 10th to August 31st. August 31st started your Uranus time period. So, yeah, you are in the Uranus time frame right now, and that's going to go until October 22nd. And then the last time period of the year, it's going to be that Neptune, and it goes from October 22nd up through your birthday again. So, yeah, where you're at right now and where you're working at is, in your year, is that Ace of Spades and the Two of Spades in Uranus. And I'm just going to take just a real quick look and just kind of see where things are happening, because that's, you know, that's a big transfer. There's a big transition, something going on with that. And Uranus is also unexpected. Now, what they're talking about here, it could bring some kind of secret real estate transaction or labor-related issue or some secret about your job. It's a card of ambition and desire. Oftentimes, talking about jobs and careers, you start a new job or career under that influence. But for people on the spiritual path, this card holds a deep and mystical meaning that can also apply at the same time as being a strong desire for hidden knowledge or secret knowledge. It represents intuitive gifts, like gifts. You might even be motivated to join some kind of like secret society or organization. It can represent a powerful religious or psychic experience or strong desire of some kind, specific work or project related to that. And then where the second one is, that the spades also in Uranus is, brings a partnership involving land, real estate, well, humanitarian work or some sort of futuristic technology or some kind of new age type work. It can include computers, other forms of high technology. There's bound to be some kind of innovative or unusual in some way, and it might happen very unexpectedly. Partnership may cause you a bit of uncertainty or happen too fast for you, but it's one of the best influences for spending quality time with a friend or group of friends. So that's kind of coming up there. And then your Neptune, that very, I'm going to look at that very last time frame period that is coming up. It'll start October 22nd. And that has the six of spades, and that's the karma card of karma card. Let's see, and that's for the Neptune. During that period, you may have a long, maybe sometime, type of tedious journey, some kind of journey you planned on gets canceled or postponed. You know, this is, you know, not clear what's going to be there. But that steadying influence of the Six of Spades usually counteracts most proposed changes in location, work, or health. It's an excellent influence for spiritual or intuitive studies. You can have a keen appreciation of life and the mysteries of self. Your understanding of laws of cause and effect helps you overcome situations of discord with others. One of the possible benefits of this card in Neptune is that you could discover or deepen your life's purpose. So all of this card is just really to tune into your thoughts and feelings, especially when you're alone or meditating. So what's out there is like prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening. So take some time to indulge in that. That's what I got.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Well, I thank you so much. Yeah,
right.
A lot of it does make sense of what you did with the time frames too. So I appreciate that. But right now it's kind of a hard time for me, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say right now you're in that ace of spades time frame with Uranus, and it's like very unexpected stuff. And where that ace is a transformative one, it often talks about it's like the phoenix. It's like, you know, how that bird, you know, it dies. It's like it literally goes up in flames, goes into ashes, and then it's reborn. So you may be going through some kind of transformation like that. It's like what they call a mini-death. It doesn't mean you're going to die, but it means, you know, something's going to happen where it's really like you're in the fire, and it's like it's burning off, it's purifying stuff. It's like, think of smelt gold, okay? They put that in the fire, they melt to a good state, and all the impurities float to the top and come off. So it's very transformative, and it's like, yes, I would say you're definitely in a work of transition, and it would be, you know, a difficult time, yes. And it's like if you can look at it as, you know, this transformation is happening, and rather than being disappointed with things, you know, feeling like things are being taken away from you, if you can look at it as like high school graduation and say, okay, as one door closes, another door opens, and it's like kind of like God help me see, you know, silver lining to this cloud. And that's a lot of times where that can be at. You might, you know, just right now be seeing the rain cloud, but it's like there's a silver lining there somewhere. It's like you'll come through this in a better state spiritually.
Okay, because something definitely did happen this past week, so. and it was sudden, very sudden. So, so you feel that if I stick by it, though, that, you know, I went through a breakup that was totally unexpected. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I would.
And he started talking to me again yesterday, but now that it was so sudden, it's like I'm on the back burner wondering what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I get that. Yeah. And he may not know himself. It's like, remember, Uranus is that planet of the double lightning bolts, you know, they call that. So it's like, you know, you zig, you zag. It's like, it's kind of like sewing with the sewing machine on the zigzag. It's like it kind of goes, you know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's like,
right.
It can be a good stitch to hold things together ultimately, but it's like when you're going through it, you're not quite sure if you're coming or going. Feels like a yoga.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's out of state, and we had a lot of things that we had to, a lot of ends to tie up, and it was frustrating for both of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of sense. That does make a lot
so
of
you
sense.
Think that by the end of the year that we'll be okay if we just stick it out?
Keep your seatbelt onto the roller coaster ride. Try not to, I would say, yeah, it's like, try not to bail off in the middle of your roller coaster ride, because that would be a bad end.
Okay.
Ride the roller coaster until you can, you know, you safely get off of it, you know, type of thing. So it's like, don't make hasty decisions. Any time that there's, you know, in your Uranus and Neptune time periods is what they'll say is, usually is not a good time to make, you know, lasting decisions or permanent decisions, okay? So just kind of ride it out to the end of the year and then see where you're at in the beginning of your next year, because interestingly enough, on your 53rd year, on your next birthday, that year is going to be about, it's the Six of Hearts, which is talking about, you know, karmic, you know, love relationships. So it's like you're going to be in a totally different space at the beginning of next year. You are at the beginning of your next year, which will be, you know, December 13th this year.
So,
okay.
Well,
not,
thank
hang
you
on.
So much for your reading.
You bet.
I will. I'll try.
Okay.
Thank you
call
so much.
And, you bet. Call back and let us know how it goes.
I will.
Like
thank
to,
you so much.
I'd like to do those follow-ups. Okay. Sounds good. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. All righty. And we've got another caller here. Okay, we'll check out area code 212. You're on live this Monday morning. It sounds like you got it. Wow.
Oh, hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay, what I do is call birth card readings, and what I mean for that is just your month, day, and year of birth, and we'll see, you know, kind of where you're at, and if you have a specific area you'd like me to look at, we'll take a look and see what we can figure out.
Okay. You need the month?
Yes.
September.
Okay. Oh, this month, alrighty.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you need the day?
I need the day, yep.
19.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
You're the same... Day, that's the same dad as my dad, yeah, same dad as my dad's birthday, yeah, same day as my dad's birthday.
September 19th?
Yeah, September 19th.
Wow.
His was 9/19 of 1919, so he was really old. He just passed earlier this year, so
oh,
it's
I'm
like,
sorry.
Yeah, he was 19. You know, it happens, and we were kind of expecting it for a long time, so when you have, you know, that time to adjust, it's not quite as bad.
Yeah.
What was your year then? What was your year with?
1984.
Okay, and that's a good year. I happen to know that that's actually the year of the rat. That was my oldest son was born that year.
Oh,
cool. Wow. All right. You are a 5 of clubs.
Yeah.
Let's see what your... let's see. And you've got, 3 of diamonds as your planetary ruler. Okay. Well... Five club people. Let's see. You're about changeability. You really are. It's like a lot of changeability with those fives.
Yeah.
And you're also a scholar because the clubs talk about people who you really, anything that you want to learn, you really kind of sort of have an easy time learning things. It's like among the scholars, you know, we find people who are like literally brain surgeons, rocket scientists, you know, chemists, you know, any of those kind of things. So you really have this ability to, you know, look at whatever you want to look at and say, I want to learn that, and you just do it. Your card is actually called the question of truth. It means changes and restlessness of the mind. We find these people have a lot of curiosity. It keeps you just almost constantly on the move. You've got five of hearts and karma cards that indicates you've got a lot of changes in your romantic life as well. And sometimes you do a lot of what's called play the field. Like when you date a lot of guys, you know, just trying to kind of figure out, you know, what you want. You're basically really adventurous. You want to do exploring and research. And for that same reason, things and people associated with commitment.
Yes.
Sometimes commitment is avoided like the plague, or if you're not the one avoiding, you draw someone in who is avoiding. So it's like you may be going, you know, oh, but I really do want a commitment, but ironically, you draw in somebody who does not want to commit, so it's like it's you know, we've seen that. Sometimes it makes you what they call nomadic. It's like, you know, you like to move a lot, changeable,
yeah.
Extreme. Like I've seen people who either, if you're not physically relocating from, you know, from house to house, if you will, you might be one of those people who rearrange your furniture like every week. It's like I've had friends like this. I've seen this.
Right.
It's very, you never knew what it was when you walked in their house. You're really very flexible. And you can't have those moves if you want to change your lifestyle. And it just, you know, it also brings us responsibilities and talents because you've got another 5 points in Saturn. You've got an 8 points in Venus. Some talk about people there or just about indecision about which person to choose because, you know, you've got a lot of possibilities out there. The same 8 also gives, you know, you kind of that sexy, rich voice.
Okay.
You've got a 7 of diamonds. And that's in your Jupiter. It's a millionaire's card. And, you know, a lot of times you can have access to a lot of money, although a lot of times it can be with you, you know, easy come, easy go. You know, you spend it or lose it as fast as you get it.
Yes, I do.
This is one card. Okay. This is one card. And actually, I will say on the practical side is if you take one of those, they offer, what is it called, like financial management classes, that would help. It would help a lot.
Okay. A lot of times with viewers, so is one of the cards in that queue, I think, is speculation and gambling should be avoided by you, like the players, okay?
Wait, oh, say that again?
It's like, speculation and gambling should be avoided. It's like, and
okay.
I hate, like the plague, okay?
Like, okay, okay.
Don't expect your ship to come in on the lotto win, okay? Something like
okay.
that. It's like, you know, because you will overspend with stuff. It's like you get it and you turn around and go, wow, I can do more. It's like, and then you lose it all. So it's like, don't do that. It's kind of like in if you're playing at the casinos or something like that, it's like, it's called knowing when to pick your chips up off the table and leave. And sometimes you don't have that discernment, okay, to do that, if
okay.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
You are luckier than a lot, although your tendency to spend it, you know, makes you bad at what gamblers call money management, which is essentially just knowing when to quit. You're really wonderful in sales and promotion, though, because you can relate to so many people on their own level. With that Virgo birthday that you have really kind of especially a powerful voice or a way of expressing yourself that can bring great success in sales and promotion. You've got a natural curiosity. It just brings you a lot of knowledge. But sometimes you don't apply what you know, or you don't kind of stick to one train of thought, which, you know,
okay.
maybe you kind of derail yourself, let's say, in the middle of the track. You can be kind of skeptical. You don't even sometimes get satisfaction from, you know, things that you, it's called a self-created belief structure. It's like, you know, things that you say, okay, I believe this, but it's like, yeah, but I'm not really happy with knowing that. You know, it's like, isn't there something more? Oftentimes, as a 5 o'clock, you will do what we call, you probably were great in high school debate team. It's like you'll play devil's advocate. You will take the opposite side of an argument just so you're not tied down to one concept. You know, you'll just kind of play that opposite side, even though you may not really believe that. You know, you just
right,
kind of
right.
That
is it like rebel?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It's like, well, it's called
yeah.
devil's advocate. You kind of play. You know, so it's called, you know, being the devil's advocate is just going, okay, I don't really believe this, but I'm going to argue the other side just so, you know, people
just to try.
Have that. Yeah, just to try it, or just so other people will see that I have an open mind, you know, type of thing.
Yes.
It's like, I can argue that other case even though I don't believe it, okay? But that is just
okay.
like high school, I call it a high school debate team, really.
Okay.
But your interest in spiritual studies is going to bring you a lot more satisfaction in your later years, and it's going to provide you answers that bring more peace. So it's like, you know, essentially find God, you know, find what you believe, you know, God to be, and kind of go with that, because prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening to God, and just make sure, you know, that you have a good connection high up, okay, I'll just put it that way. And it does talk about a spiritual teacher would be really helpful in that regard, you know, just kind of somebody if you don't quite know which direction you're going, it's like you're one card that is like, you're not going to be afraid to go out and try different things. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, if the Zen Buddhist guided work this week, I'm going to go try, you know, that Christian proselytizer next week, that type of thing. It's like you can bounce around just that much, you know. So it's like, try something on. You're in the shoe store. Try those, you know, or I like to call them Vaseline, you know, 31 flavors. It's like there's thousands of flavors of, you know, if you're listening about out there, try, you know, go through and try something until you like the taste, until you like the fit.
Okay.
In relationships, and this is just, again, everything is always depends on the individual. And it's like anything that I tell you today is just kind of, you know, take this with it, what I call the grain of salt, you know, because this is nothing written in stone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was the only guy that had God's finger with stone, and, you know, with the writing in stone. That was it. Anything that little bit was ever written in stone, okay? So the rest
okay.
of us just kind of go, these are the possibilities, and it's like, you know, if this is what you want to take and do with it, you absolutely can, because anything that you learn, you can absolutely take it and, you know, say, okay, I didn't like that crossroads line, I'm going to go right instead of left at this next turn, you know, type of thing. So you can always change your path. But again, with the relationship, depending on your individual, this, you know, that 5 o'clock can be a blessing or a curse in relationships on the high side, and we always say there's two, you know, you got the high side and the low side, and I'll get Scotland for you. But you're progressive. You can really relate to anyone on their level. It makes you really well-liked and sociable. On that flip side, that fear of commitment you have can be so great that you attract unusual situations, and you may never really have the peace of a deep connection with somebody. But there's going to be emotional losses in your life regardless of avoidance. It's just going to be your attitude and values that tell the story and you know, behind that. It's considered to be one of the, I'll say, harder harder cards for marriage in the deck to say, because, you know, just because, and although, you know, I will say, my mom and dad were married 6 years, so it's like, I always take that one with a grain of salt, you know, because they, anytime it says, you know, oh, you know, it's an, you know, hard to marry card or what like that, but mm-hmm. if that's what you choose, you know, definitely you can stick with it. Like I said, my mom and dad were 6 years, so it's like, you know, if you choose to have that kind of relationship, you absolutely can choose that. Also, you can make it appear, you know, if you're not married yet and you're trying to justify it to the family, well, how come you're not married yet? It's like, well, you know, it's my partner's fault.
I mean,
fault, you know?
I, like, do, I do want to get married to a certain person, but I don't think they're ready.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm not afraid of commitment.
Right.
I'm not afraid of commitment at all. I'm ready.
Yeah. But like I say, it's like it may be one of those where you draw, you know, it's like if you're in your place of where you're ready to commit, it's like the person that you draw in, maybe they're not quite ready. And it's like, and it might take them a little time. It might take mm-hmm. them, you know, that, you know, wanting to or whatever. And it's like, this is one of those where if you, you know, call back with their birth card, and it's like, you know, we can kind of do a little comparison of, you know, how you guys kind of work together.
Yeah.
And truth, some of this stuff, you know, and this is all, say, the unconscious stuff. Sometimes you really are afraid that any relationship will deprive you of freedom, you know, because as a single person, I can absolutely speak to this. You know, you kind of go, I am the captain of my own ship. You know, I don't have to consult somebody. If I want to go out and spend $20 on getting that new hairdo or have my nails done or whatever, I don't have to ask. Whereas, like, if you're in a relationship and it's a question of, honey, are we paying the utility bill this month, or are you going to go get your nails done? It's like, you know,
yeah.
You have those things where you have a partner and you have to, you know, go back and forth and you have to ask them. You kind of consult and debate together with each other. And it kind of does restrict that freedom. You know, you just don't have that, you know, moment where you're running your own finances and kind of liking it because you're in a partnership with somebody. And if you can think of it as, I don't know if you've seen Team Pitch, you know, kind of like the Budweiser Clydesdales or like an Austin uh-huh. team, you know, like that, where they're hitched together. It's like once you get hitched, literally, it's like the two of you, if you try to pull in different directions, you don't go anywhere. The wagon that you're pulling doesn't go anywhere.
Okay. Can I give you the person birthday?
If you have... You have his birthday. I can do, you know, I can kind of look at and compare a little bit with the two of you. Yes.
Yeah. March 13, 1980.
Okay. Oh, okay. You got things. You got good. Let's see. You're in one of the good. I can tell right off that with that four year space there, it's like you guys are in a good place compatibility wise with the. The Chinese horoscope stuff, that's a good thing. And where he...
I noticed the 313, and then I have 919.
Yeah, I see that.
And it's like 606. Like, I don't know. I'm starting to, like, study a little more about numerology.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it's a 606 difference, and I don't know if that's good. Like, the
it's
sum
not
or...
Bad. It's like... I was going to say, 606, if you add up, it's like 6 and 6 is 12, but it's like 12 also adds down to 3, so it's like, you know, 3 can be a lot of changes. But here's where I see you guys are really, this is really interesting. He is an 8 of diamonds as a birth card, but he's got that same planetary ruler as you. It's like you both have got that 3 of diamonds as your planetary ruler. This causes a lot of attraction because of having the same, you know, like the same card in the same space.
Uh-huh.
It gives you really kind of, how do I want to put this? It's kind of like where you guys can kind of see each other. It's like, I mean, it's kind of almost like looking in a mirror at yourself. It's like you really understand where each of you is coming from.
Yeah.
In that situation, okay? And where it's a planetary ruler, it says, well, this will tell both of you. Gives both of you, it's like, gives you a lot of creative ability, and if you express it, can bring great success. Sometimes there's a little bit of uncertainty about your life of work, or about what's most important to you in life. It may also cause a great deal of worry or stress from time to time. Think of, you know, like the hamster on the wheel running that. Interestingly, you might worry about money a lot, even when you're doing well financially. Creative expression is a healing balm for both you guys. You might also find that you're drawn towards studies of mysteries, metaphysics, other spiritual subjects. You've got really this natural gift of understanding and a keen mind that can penetrate the deepest subjects. Personally, you have many challenges in the relationship arena. So both of you are kind of in that because it's threes are about changeability. Where there's high creativity, there's also a lot of changeability. And that is just connected to that fluctuating values and abundant possibilities because both of you, you know, neither one of you want to lose your freedom. It's like, you know, threes are kind of about, you know, man, how is this going to impact my freedom? It's like, you know, you're both kind of stepping back and, you know, kind of looking at that. It's like, you know, yes, I want to have that partner in my life. And it's like, and how much is this going to restrict my freedom? You know?
Right.
Okay. You know, you both kind of have to go into that with the idea of, this is a partnership. It's a real partnership. And it's like, just like in any partnership, business or whatever, it's like you don't arbitrarily, if you're in business together, you don't make decisions without that partner. So it's like
right.
Where it's a personal relationship, it's the exact same thing. It's like you don't make a decision kind of sort of, you know, without asking that partner. So it's like he's getting that too as well as you. So it's like, and he understands it, you know, a lot. Okay, and I'm also going to look at just real quick of how, first of all, I'll look at it in the sense of how you are seeing him and how that comparison is for the two of you and what some of your connections are with that one. And that's
okay.
With that Eight of Diamonds. That first connection you guys have is Uranus.
Okay.
Uranus is unexpectedness, but it's also about friendship. It's like, you know, you guys really want to be friends first and foremost.
Yeah.
And you just don't have that, you know, that compatibility, because, you know, it's like Uranus are like the Aquarius, you know, kind of like Aquarius relationship. It's like, you know, I want to keep you as a friend. It's like, I never want to lose you as a friend. I want you as a friend for life, you know. It's like, and I don't want to do, sometimes it's that fear of, I don't want to mess up a good friendship by getting married. I've heard people say that. So it's
right.
Like, you might have a little bit of that going on. It's like, you know, but on the second one, though, you've got this Venus mutual in the spiritual. So you both are getting this Venus love connection. You both feel it. And it is from a previous time, a previous life where you guys, you know, were probably friends, lovers, or something other, where it didn't, you know, you might have been married, and it's like, you know, something happened where it's like the time with each other got cut short. But there's a lot of love and peace. So it's like, in that time, you lost that love and peace, so they came back around and go, yeah, we want to finish that. Your third connection with that is Mars, and that Mars in the spiritual brings a lot of passion, brings a lot of sometimes competitiveness. And what we say with those is make sure you get out and you take that competitiveness for a walk. It's like, go get active with it. Go turn and fight with each other. It's like, okay, you know, we need to go take a walk. We need to go take a bike ride, take a swim, take a hike, take, you know. Go do something active together so you kind of, you know, have a positive channel for it.
Okay.
And with the fourth one, you've got another Venus connection in the spiritual again. So it's like, you know, you guys really, there's a lot of love here. You know, it's just that first one, that unexpected, you know, you're really good friends first up. Your fifth connection is a Mars, another Mars connection. So it's like, you know, you've got a lot of attraction. There's like a five, which is just kind of like the compatibility on these. So the scales go from a positive to a negative 10. And where you're sitting at a five, it's like, that's pretty high. Your intensity level is only a one. And it's like, you know, just remember that the balance is actually zero. So you really don't have a lot of friction. You don't have a lot of conflict, probably because of those Venus placements. Any conflict you have is going to be through those Mars, that little bit of competitiveness or something like that. But your overall compatibility together is phenomenal. I mean, it's a four, which is really, it's really good. That's really high. So, you know, just looking at that, you know, from that direction, it's like this is one of those where it's like if you guys, you know, choose to, again, this is free choice, you know, because we always got that free choice. But if you guys choose to do this and get together and do this, it's like you've got a lot of very positive things happening for you and happening with you. I'm just going to kind of flip it around a little bit and take a look at it as he sees it. Look in your direction. So, again, you've got that, yep, okay, they're lined up. The only thing that flips is you've got that Uranus connection first. You got that Venus mutual and spiritual. The third one is the Mars. And then for him, the fourth one is the Mars. So it's a little more. And then the fifth one is the Venus. Wow. Okay, he's got that traction of the five for him. Now, he's got a little more intensity with it. He feels a little more conflict sometimes than you do. He's got that conflict level of a two, so it's just a little bit higher. Overall compatibility is a three. So a little bit higher conflict, you know, just one notch higher and, you know, just slightly lower on the compatibility, but still anything over pretty much a zero. It's, you know, it's in the positive numbers. It's like, it's good. you know. So this is one of those relationships where you guys have come together, you know, for a reason, you know, probably to kind of maybe complete that love, you know, that you had from that previous time period. And, you know, a lot of those, they're those ones where it's like, you know, if you guys live long enough, you could be like my parents and you could choose to have that 60 years together. So it's like, but it just depends on you guys. It depends on what you want to do with it, where you want to go with it. But, you know,
okay.
For card-wise, it's like, looks really good. You know, looks really good for both of you.
Because I know they say Virgo and Pisces don't make a good couple. Like, they tell me to stay away from Pisces.
Really? Whoever
yeah.
said that?
I don't know. Like, they say we're not compatible.
Oh, wow.
And I know my mom, she's a Pisces. So it's like, they're never wrong, you know, in their eyes. And no matter how wrong they are, they're never wrong. And so that's a problem with the Virgo. Like, we...
Right.
We can't.
You are never wrong either.
Yeah.
My
so
dad
that's
was
what
never
we
wrong.
Depend.
He was 100% right all the time. Though. I didn't
all the
know
time,
that one.
Yeah.
But what I'll say is, you know, that's the first time I've ever heard that, because Pisces people is the water. It's like, you know, they are mutable. Sometimes they're what I call the wishy-washy, you know, it's kind of like the Charlie Brown. Sometimes, you know, they're back and forth and stuff.
Yes.
But Virgo is an earth sign, and it's like, I'll tell you what, Pisces water and Virgo's earth, it's like, yes, you guys can have a great garden or make mud pies, whatever.
Yeah, you can make
you know,
things,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can make everything you want to out of that. So, you know, don't take somebody else trying to plant a seed in your garden and say, you know, it's like, no, I don't choose that outcome. So it's like, you know, you can, thank you, brother, I love you very much. I know you have my best interest at heart, you know, but it's like, this is my life, and I need to go ahead and go forth with what I feel is correct. Thank you.
Okay.
And then when it turns out, you know, when things turn out good, of course, now she's going to be the first one, you know, if you guys, you know, oh, Mom, we had a disagreement, whatever, she's going to, you know, she'll be buying into that. But it's like,
yeah.
If you just follow the good stuff, she's going to be kind of gritting her teeth and going, oh, well, very nice, honey. I'm glad things are working out. Grr, grr. You know, sometimes
Yay.
Moms, parents can be like that. I'm sorry. It's like, you know, it's like, my mom was very different. I had a cancer mom, but it was my dad
okay.
who was like this. It's like, if something went wrong, it's like, he was the first to jump in there. See, I told you so. It's like, going, I.
Yeah.
It's like, but I made a point of never telling my children that. So.
Wow.
But, you know, absolutely, this is one of those. And what's really funny is you're the same age as my oldest one. It's like, you know, he's you're coming up on 28. Golly.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. I was going to say, that's tomorrow. Wow. And I'll say happy anniversary. That's really cool.
Thank you.
But you've got a, I don't know, I'm thinking about that. Shoot, I'll just take a look and see what your new year is coming up and bringing for you here. We'll just make a look ahead.
Uh-huh.
For 28, and you've got, okay, wow, you got a lot of stuff coming up. You've got, you've actually got two marriage starts coming up for you this year. It's like the very first starting out in your Mercury time frame. You've got that Four of Hearts, which is one of the marriage cards. You've also got a Three of Spades. Three of Spades
okay.
is a little bit of indecision. You know, so there's a little bit, and it may be a good casting influence. But for the next, that's 52 days, and then the next 52 days, you've got another Two of Diamonds, but you've also got that Queen of Hearts, which is the marriage card, and you know, the second marriage card, a very stronger one, in your Venus time frame. So you're really looking at marriage and thinking about it a lot this year. Let's see, in your Mars time frame period, again, man, you got a lot of hearts this year. You've really, you know, this is just a relationship here for you. There's... Oh, golly, and I've got 90 seconds left. Holy moly. I'm going to say stay keep our cue. It's like I apologize. It's like normally I watch my time a little bit better than this. It's like, and I will ask, you know, our caller here. It's like, give me a call back because I will be on, we'll be on tomorrow. And
okay.
actually, tomorrow is going to be Pamela Cummins. And she is what we call our musical psychic. She gets readings and does stuff through song titles and lyrics. It's like, it's a blast. She is such a riot.
Really?
So call us. 60 seconds, thank you. Anyway, call us back at 773-897-6461, and we'll kind of finish up with this tomorrow. And for other callers, thank you so much for calling in today. And if I please do call back tomorrow, and we'll make sure we get in a little bit earlier. So we'll talk to you guys again. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see y'all again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Well, golly, guys. I said thank you to the people who were hanging out in the queue there. It's like normally I have a little bit better handle on my time, but it's like, can we respect and honor the fact that, you know, you called in and appreciate that? Do please call back in tomorrow at 773-97-6461. We will be on again tomorrow with Pamela Cummins, our music. In 10 seconds. I love these NASA countdowns. All right, and we've got some transitions happening the rest of the week, but we'll be here, and that Psychic's Gone Wild, and we also are having a new show coming up, so listen in for that, and we'll see you guys again.